they are astounding figures. Remember that the full capacity protocol is supposed to be a last resort. It is an emergency response. To see it being utilised 1 in 3 days throughout last year really is a damning indictment of government. So even this this poor protocol, a protocol that's opposed by the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation, amongst others, even that is not working. They need to wake up and realise that it's proper investment in our health services going to turn us around.
It's also worth noting that when the full capacity protocol is implemented, it may not be lifted for even a number of days at times.
No, absolutely. So, in fact, it's worse than every 1 in 3 days. It's almost a permanent arrangement now at Letterkenny Hospital. And of course, the other issue is around people who are on waiting lists because their procedures, their operations are being delayed. There's also concerns from the INMO around infection control and wards being overcrowded. This is not the way to deal with the crisis. The way to deal with the crisis is proper investment in our beds and nurses and doctors, from the home care packages to community hospitals right through to our major hospitals. And that means an adequate, urgent investment to reflect the scale of the crisis, to reflect the years of underinvestment. That's what needs to be done. And until this happens, and until Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil together realise this, then the crisis will continue.